Thanks for tuning in to the Hope Church podcast. We hope that you're blessed and encouraged to walk out the gospel as you listen to this message.
As I was praying for this morning and for this week, I feel a timely word for the church. Last week when Josh asked me to come up in second service and pray over the start of our fast, I saw this picture and I can't get it out of my mind. And so I'm going to remind us of that, but I saw the Lord standing on the outside of a house, and he is at the front door. And I feel like the house is either your house, or the house is this house, or the house is the church. But I see him, and I heard him say, "Let me in." And he said, "Let me into all the rooms. Let me into the attic. Let me into the basement. Let me into the place where you're hiding things from your family. Let me into every nook and cranny." Is that a real word? Anyway, every nook and cranny. I think my grandmother said that, but anyway. Every place where your stash is. I saw him sitting with people next to the person who is on the computer, and the Lord is like, "Let's look at this." And I kept hearing the Holy Spirit say, "It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It is time to let me in." And so today, I want to share with you a verse, and I feel like a word that the Lord brought forth. And so I want to read Psalm 103. This is not what I sent to be put on the screen, but would you open up your Bibles to Psalm 103 or get out your phones? And if you're joining online, would you find the Bible and your phone? And it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." I got to pause there. I pray that we would be a church that would not forget all of his benefits. "Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." I found an old journal that I had wrote in about 20 some odd years ago. And there was a journal entry in there that I had found and wrote from a book that I read. And I wanted to read it to you because after I read that verse, the Lord spoke to me and said, "This is it." So eagles build their nest on the highest perch or cliff in the highest mountain. And they build it out of thorns and they line it with down and moss to cover it up so that she can put the baby eaglets in it. So that they are cared for and snug. Eagles were meant to mount above the storm clouds. So at the right time, when it is time for the eaglets to fly, the mother pulls the down and the moss from the sides of the nest. And the little ones climb up to the edges of the nest to get away from those ugly, hurtful thorns. With a little blow, the mama pushes the eaglets off their perch and sends them tumbling down, shrieking in the air until they lose their fear. A new joy takes possession of them along with new life and power as they mount on the wind and they soar away. And as I read this, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Christy, my message for the church today is church, Hope Church, church, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, people of this church, it's time to get rid of the fear. It's time to get rid of the fear. Some of us have basically taken over the nest and we have stuffed every part of our lives with comfortable. We have stuffed with people, we have stuffed with things, we have stuffed with social media, we have stuffed with the news, we have stuffed and stuffed, we have stuffed with food, we have stuffed and stuffed. And the Lord, he knows us so well and he loves us so well and he's such a good God that he started to pull, and I don't know if you felt this in the fast, but he started to pull some of those things out. And you have a choice. You can either sit in the nest and continually be poked by those thorns. And when I saw this picture, I felt like the Lord said, those thorns are bitterness, unforgiveness. Those thorns are the things that you've been trying to hide and push down and cover up so that you don't have to deal with them. And so I feel like last week and this week, those two pictures of the Lord saying, it's time for me to come in, like, let me in. I'm going to every space. I will heal. I will deliver. I will set free. It's the same message today. He is like, it's time to get uncomfortable with the things that you are trying to hide from me. And the Lord is saying, it is time, church, to get rid of the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of losing, the fear of intimacy, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of falling, all the phobias, all the fears. Because when that is removed and those thorns are removed, you are called to soar without fear. You are called and going to be called to do things that fear cannot stand and be a part. Because he is asking you to go. He is asking you to speak. He is asking you to pray in ways in this next wave where fear cannot and will not be welcome. And some of us have invited fear in. And all of its relatives, and we have partnered with fear, and we have invited, we have cuddled, we have rocked, we have invited it to the table. And the Lord's word today says, we cannot grow. You will not soar if fear is your partner. I say this today because I am living proof of freedom of fear. And for some of you in your mind, if you're like, how is that going to happen? I'm telling you, it can happen because I'm living proof. There is a freedom that is ready to come to the church. She is needing to get ready for the bridegroom. And when I was getting ready for my bridegroom, I was not afraid. I might have had to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't because it was time. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's time. It is time. And the Lord is saying, it's time to get your house in order. It is time to get your health in order. It is time to get your finances in order. It is time to get your children in order. It is time to get your marriage in order. It is time because there is a movement that is hitting and coming to the church first and then going to go out into the doors and then going to go out into the city and then going to go out into the nation. But it starts in here and today, the Holy Spirit says, it's time. It is time to rid of fear. Recognize it and tell it to go. Isaiah 40 says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. I believe strength and power are going out today. They're in this room. They're going to be in the family center. They're going out into the internet. They're going into homes right now. Power and strength that is supernatural, beyond your control, I believe today. And young men shall fall, even though young men shall fall exhausted, but they who wait for the Lord. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They're going to run and not be weary. They're going to walk and not faint. And so today, I'm just saying we have a choice. Some of you are like, I think I picked the wrong Sunday to come. No. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You are here for a reason. And it's time for you to ask, Lord, is there anything standing in the way of me and you and my growth to go? Is there anything standing in the way between me and you calling me to soar? Is there anything standing in the way? What fear is it? Because if it is there, I will not partner with it. I will not partner with it. And the first step is recognizing it. This is short and sweet, guys. It's sweet. I'm just going to pray right now over you. Would you just close your eyes? I love the Holy Spirit so much. Oh, I love his presence. I love the moving of the Holy Spirit. Because we're asking him to do something today that only he can do. There comes a time when the Lord says, it's not about your house and it's not about your finances and it's not about if you're going to get married. It's not about what school you're going to go to. It's not about this or that job. It's not about if your kids are going to stay saved. It's not about that. He says right now, it's about being with me. And I want you right now to ask the Lord, is there anything standing in the way between me and you? Lord, I ask that you would bring it to their mind right now. It's that simple. Those of you at home, just close your eyes and ask the Lord, God, is there anything standing in the way between me and you? What fear have I partnered with? What fear have I led in my home? Because it's not just fear. It comes in depression, and it comes in torment, and it comes in, and it comes in, and it's like they mass produce in your house. And the Lord says, it's time to clean. I'm coming in to clean the house. I'm coming in to clean the house. So I pray over you today. The spirit of perseverance. I pray perseverance over you today, that you would not have the spirit of fainting or giving up. When he brought that to your mind, I want you to give it to him. He said he was going to do it. Guys, I can't come and take fear down. I mean, I have the power because the Holy Spirit lives in me. But this is something that he said, this is what I'm doing today. Fear of diagnosis, fear of this, fear of the unknown, fear of death, fear of what's coming in the future. Whatever it is, when you saw that in your mind and he brought it to your mind, I want you to give it to him because he's going to fill you with something different today. Would you stand with me this morning? The Holy Spirit just comes in and he's messing up the nest. He is messing up your nest. He's getting you ready. Men, he is getting you ready. He is getting you ready. He is equipping you with supernatural strength, insight, and power that your parents cannot pass down, that you cannot get in a school, that you cannot get in a job. He is equipping you with wisdom and insight. Women, he is preparing you. He is preparing you. He is preparing you with wisdom. He is preparing you with a determination. You are a watchman in your home. And you watch and see what comes in and out of that door. Would you just lift your hands to him? And if you're here today and you're like, that's me. I want to give and let him into every part of my home. Then just invite him to come and do it. Every part of your house inside and every part of your home, he knows, he sees all things, he knows all things. Because he says, it's time, it is time. It is time to let me in. It is time to clean house. It is time to soar. That fear has held a weight on you. You have carried that on your back. You have carried that on your back. And the Lord says, today is the day of freedom. Today is the day of freedom. If you are tormented in the night, today is the day of freedom. If you're tormented in the day, today is the day of freedom. If you have the fear of failure, today is the day of freedom. If you have the fear of the future, today is the day of freedom. If you have fear of intimacy, today is the day of freedom. I just pray over you, Hope Church. I pray over you that you feel and recognize the tangible presence of God right here in this place, in this room, in your home, that you recognize his provision over your life, that you recognize his answer to prayers, that you recognize his timing over your life, that you recognize when he came and he rescued you. I just see fear dropping. I see fear dropping, dropping. It can no longer stand in the presence. It can no longer stand in the presence. It can no longer be a part of the presence. I speak the name of Jesus over you. I speak the name of Jesus over you. I speak the name of Jesus over you in every section in this place and online and in the family center. I speak the name of Jesus over you. Jesus, come and do what only you can do. Come and break the chains. Come and break the chains. Come and break the chains. Freedom, freedom, freedom. He says, I love you too much to leave you in that nest. Right now, he is bringing to your mind unforgiveness. He is bringing to your mind bitterness. He is bringing to your mind every thorn that has poked you, that you have tried to cover up. He is bringing to your mind right now. Give it to him. In its place, he is going to fill you with joy. He is going to fill you with power. He is going to fill you with peace. If you struggle with fear and you feel like that thing is still holding on, would you just lift your hand? Thank you, Jesus. 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 I thank you for your power. I thank you for your power that breaks through. I thank you for your power that comes in. I thank you for your power, and I thank you for your word. I pray that you get every person in this church ready for what is coming. I pray that you get every person in this church ready for what is coming. Because it's not just the homeless that are going to be housed in the month of January in the back of the church. It is going to be the city that is going to come because something is drawing them to this building. And it's not just the building, it's the people. And so we have to be ready, church. And since we are the vessel that houses the presence of the living God, he is saying, I cannot be in a vessel that carries fear. I cannot be in a vessel that carries unbelief. I cannot be in a vessel that carries lack of faith. Because when I come in, I'm going to change your countenance. I'm going to change your family. I'm going to change your job. I'm going to change the way you think. I'm going to change the way you talk. And I'm going to change the way you act. Because when you house the presence, he's holy. He's holy. And if that's you today, if you're like, I'm ready, I am ready, come. Would you just come to the front? And if you're at home, would you just kneel wherever you're at and say, come, take it all. Take every room. Take every secret. Take every addiction. Take every memory. Take every every thorn, God. I want to be free. I want to be cleansed. And so I pray over you, church. I pray the supernatural timing that we will not forget his benefits. We will not forget his benefits. The time where he came through for you. The time where he spoke up for you. The time where he intervened for you. The time that he healed you and he set you free. We cannot sing, come, 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 let the light in. And we lock the door. We can't say, come on, let the light in. And then we close the windows and shut the shades. And think he doesn't see. He sees, he knows. We are a church, God. We are hungry for the power. We are hungry for the presence. We are hungry for the presence. And we say as a people today, those that are at home or in the family center, we will not let anything come between me and you. No fear. No unbelief. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. He's waking us up, guys. He is waking up the church. He is waking up the dead things. He is waking. He is waking. He is perching us on the edge of that nest. And some of us, he has bopped you over the side and you're shrieking down. You're shrieking down. And today is the day that you lose your fear and you are going to soar. Today is the day. So come, come, Lord, and do what only you can do.